Be still and know. You do not like to think of death, do you? You'd like to put it out of your mind. Often the very thought of it startles you. Yet the Bible never speaks of death as startling. Author John R. Gunn reminds us that neither God nor nature is ever startled by death. In nature, all death is birth. It was Fichte, the German philosopher, who said, "There is no dying principle in nature, for nature throughout is unmixed life, which, concealed behind the old, begins again and develops itself." Christ was referring to his own approaching death when he spoke about the grain of wheat dying and out of its death much fruit springing forth. Here was the greatest teacher, the finest gentleman, the loveliest life, the most brilliant genius the world has ever seen. He who could surely lead the world from conquest to conquest, declaring that he was to die ignominiously upon a cross. What an utter and terrible waste his death seemed to be. But think of the life that has come out of that death. Life out of death. Jesus does not want us to say dead, for he said, "All live unto him, though they seem dead to us." Death, translated into Christ's language, that word means life. Going out into life, that is dying. Dying, and behold, we live. It is a miracle we see repeated over and over in nature, life out of death. O death, where is your victory? The victory is ours, thank God. He makes it ours by our Lord Jesus Christ. This wonder is ours through faith in him. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with these words from 1 Corinthians. What you sow never comes to life unless it dies.